This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam to the continuation of our lessons in the Arabic language. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. We are currently studying the Medina Arabic series, book 3, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And in this majlis, we will be covering lesson number 23, insha'Allah. But ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, before that, a little bit of revision from Medina Arabic book 1, walhamdulillah. We've covered revision of lessons 1 to 10. We now move on to lesson 11 up to 15, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, lesson 11 was muraja'a, was revision. Lesson number 12, we covered anti. So we say anta to the guy, to Ahmed, to Ilyas. But when we are speaking to a female, we say anti. We say, for example, ayna baytuki, ayna baytuki. Where is your house, ya Maryamu? Ayna baytuki, ya Maryamu? Where's your house, O Maryam? Whereas to Ahmed, ayna baytuka, ayna baytuka, ya Ahmedu, Jamil. We say Ahmed dhahaba, dhahaba Ahmedu, dhahaba Ahmedu, Ahmed went, dhahaba Bilalun, Bilal went. But as for Fatima, dhahabat Fatimatu, dhahabat Fatimatu. So we have the ta, dhahabat Fatimatu. Excellent, mashallah. We also learned about plurals, jam'. We learned that we have jam'u taksir, broken plurals. They don't follow any specific form, any specific scale. In fact, for jam'u taksir, there are plus minus about 20 patterns out there. About 20 patterns. So for example, kitabun kutubun, qalbun qulubun, qalbun qulubun, kalbun kilabun, Jamil. Whereas we also have the salim, sound type of plurals. Jam' mudhakkar salim, sound masculine plural, and then sound feminine plural. Simply, for the masculine sound plural, we add the waw, and for the feminine sound plural, we add the alif and the ta. So for example, muslimun, plural, muslimuna, mu'minun, mu'minuna. We brought in that waw and that noon. Mu'minun, mu'minuna, muslimun, muslimuna, jameel. Muhandisun, muhandisuna. As for the feminine version, the jam' mu'annath salim, then muslimatun, muslimatun, mu'minatun, mu'minatun, mudarrisatun, mudarrisatun. Excellent, mashallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, a rule when it comes to non-human, non-rational plurals, non-human, non-rational plurals, they are treated as singular feminine words. They are treated as singular feminine words. So for example, kitabun, kutubun. Now, kutubun is a non-rational plural. It's a non-human, non-rational plural. We're going to treat kutubun as though it is a singular feminine word. Example, we would say, hadha kitabun, this is a book. Hadha kitabun, this is a book. Dhalika kitabun, that is a book. ذَلِكَ كِتَابٌ, that is a book. But if we have books, we would say هَذِهِ كُتُبٌ, هَذِهِ كُتُبٌ, هَذِهِ كُتُبٌ. Although it's كُتُبٌ, we are still using هَذِهِ. Why are we using هَذِهِ, which generally is used for a singular word? Because we are now treating كُتُبٌ as a single feminine word. Excellent. We say, for example, in terms of adjective, we say that كُتُبٌ جميلةٌ, كُتُبٌ جميلةٌ, كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَةٌ, valuable books, etc. beautiful books والحمد لله. هذه الكتب من المدرسة. هذه الكتب من المدرسة. These books are from the مدرسة. جميل. Excellent. We learnt about هذا طالب, and then feminine, هذه طالبة. هذا طالب, هذه طالبة. Plural, هؤلاء طلاب. هؤلاء طلاب. And هؤلاء طالبات. So for the plural, it's both هؤلاء for the masculine and هؤلاء for the feminine. هذا طالب, هذه طالبة. Plural, هؤلاء طلاب, هؤلاء طالبات. جميل, ما شاء الله. And what if it's far? ذلك طالب, تلك طالبة. And in the plural, أولئك طلاب. And أولئك طالبات. Excellent, mashallah. جميل. محمد ذهب. When we have Muhammad and then Ahmed and Suleiman and Ilyas, we will not now say ذهب. If we're bringing the verb at the end, we would adjust that verb. Because we are talking about many, we would say محمد وحامد وعلي ذهبوا. ذهبوا plural, ما شاء الله. What if we are talking about one sister? We would say مريم ذهبت. Simple. A group of sisters, فاطمة وعائشة وعالية ذهبنا. ذهبنا, ذهبنا. We learned that in lesson number 13. In lesson number 14, we learned about one أنت, but if it's many students in front of you, أنتم, أنتم. We also learned about نحن, نحن طلاب, we are students. We learned about تحت, under. We learned about فوق, above. ما شاء الله, جميل, ما شاء الله. Possession, بيتك, your house. بيتي, my house. بيتكم, you people's house. بيتنا, our house. ما شاء الله. We learnt about non-Arabic proper nouns. William, Ibrahim, they are diptotes. Why are they diptotes? Why are they allergic to tanween? Because they are non-Arabic proper nouns. We will never say Williamun. We will never say Ibrahimun. You can never say Ibrahimi. You can never say Williami. They are allergic to the tanween, and they are also allergic to the kasra. We will have Williamu, Williama, and Williama. Ibrahimu, Ibrahima, and Ibrahima. Jameel, mashallah. We learnt about ayyu. Ayyu means like which. Ayyu kitabin, ayyu yawmin, which day. The word that comes after ayyu, the noun that comes after ayyu, it will be in the majrur form. It will be in the majrur form. Technically, ayyu is mudaf, and the word after it is mudafun ilay, insha'Allah. Excellent. In lesson number 15, we learnt about qabla, before, and ba'da, after. Both of them are mudaf, and the word after them will be mudafun ilay. Qabla al-masjid, before the masjid. Ba'da al-asr, after Salatul Asr. Excellent, mashallah. What does Aina mean? Aina means where. Aina means where. Jameel. Akhi, my brother. Kitabi, my book. Excellent. And so that covers a little bit of revision. Lessons 11 to 15 of Medina Arabic Book 1. And in every majlis, inshallah, as we are getting closer to completing Medina Arabic Book 3, we will do a little bit of revision from the past, insha'Allah, a blast from the past, walhamdulillah. And so, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we'll cover like this revision of Medina Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3, insha'Allah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, let us move on to our lesson for this majlis, and that is lesson number 23 of Medina Arabic Book 3, walhamdulillah. What will we be covering in this lesson? We will learn about the verb on the scale of ifta'ala, 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 intazara, intazara, he waited, imtahana, imtahana, he examined. Jayid, jameel. So we will cover examples of that. And this also gives the meaning of the passive mutawa'a, as we learned in our previous majlis, insha'Allah. We'll learn about the mudari', ينتظروا ينتظروا. He is waiting. He waits. يبتسم يبتسم. He smiles. يستمع يستمع. He listens. يختار. He chooses. He's choosing. As for the أمر, the order, افتعل. It's on the scale of افتعل. انتظر انتظر. جميل. As for the مصدر, افتعال افتعال. انتظار انتظار, which means waiting. اختبار اختبار, test examination. اختيار اختيار, selection. Excellent, mashallah. As for the ism fa'il, the ism maf'ul, etc. Example, he examines. يمتحنو يمتحنو, he examines. ممتحنون ممتحنون is the examiner. The ism fa'il, ممتحنون. The person who does the examining is called the ممتحنون. ممتحنون. And the person who is examined is the ممتحنون. 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 The ism maf'ul, the person who was examined, he is the ممتحنون. As for the examiner, is the ممتحنون. ممتحنون. Excellent. As for name of place, the noun of place and time, then an example of that would be the ملتزمون. ملتزمون. The area between the black stone and the door of the Kaaba. The ملتزمون. 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 The place of embracing. The place of embracing. In this lesson, we will also learn about the إذا. إذا الفجائية. The إذا that we use when we are like surprised. We were not expecting something. We learned that إذا means when or if. And in today's lesson, we will learn the إذا of surprise. Unexpectedly, this happened, etc. خرجت فإذا شرطي بالباب. I exited and suddenly there was a policeman at the door. خرجت فإذا شرطي بالباب. خرجت فإذا شرطي بالباب. And we'll learn more about that بإذن الله تعالى. We know about ظن. ظن, it has two مفعولs. أظن الامتحان قريبا. أظن الامتحان قريبا. So that's one way of saying this. We can also add a مصدر مؤول. أظن أن الامتحان قريب. أظن أن الامتحان قريب. When we add the مصدر مؤول, the أن, and then the امتحان after it, then no longer would it have two مفعولs clear and open and present. Rather, the مصدر مؤول will take the place of the two مفعولs. I repeat the sentence. أظن الامتحان قريبا. I think that the examination is close. أظن الامتحان قريبا. We can also say the sentence with the مصدر مؤول. أظن أن الامتحان قريب. أظن أن الامتحان قريب. Excellent. Something else we'll cover, inshallah. دخلت المسجد. I entered the masjid. So we don't need to say دخلت إلى المسجد. دخلت في المسجد. No need to bring the preposition. We can just suffice with دخلت المسجد. دخلت المسجد. دخلت المسجد. دخلت المدرسة. دخلت الفصل. This is if the place you entered into is a physical space. But we won't do the same if it was like a test. I entered the examination. I entered the test. دخلت في الامتحان. This is more a concept. This is not a physical space. So here we will have to use the preposition. I repeat. دخلت المسجد. Whereas دخلت في الامتحان. دخلت في الامتحان. جميل. We'll also learn about certain scales. The scales of intensity. The scales of intensity. فعال. The scale of فعال. Allah is غفار. غفار is on the scale of فعالٌ. And words on the scale of فعالٌ, there's an intensity associated with them. That Allah is not just forgiving, but Allah forgives a lot. Allah is much forgiving, is so much forgiving, is always forgiving. جيد. We find, for example, the word رزاق, رزاق. Allah is the one who provides much. We have Razik and then Razak. Allah is Razak. Excellent. We say that this brother here, he is Akkalun. Akkalun. He is somebody who eats much. So it's on the scale of Fa'alun. Fa'alun. And there's also other intensity scales like Fa'ilun. Fa'ilun. Words on the scale of fa'ilun also indicate intensity. Allah is sami'un, all hearing. Allah is alimun, all knowing. Then we also find other scales. Mif'alun, fa'ulun, fa'ilun. As we will see, bi'iznillahi ta'ala, hayyakumullah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, with that short introduction, bi'iznillahi ta'ala, we'll begin with lesson number 23, insha'Allah. Let's open up to lesson number 23, al-darsu al-thalith wal-ishroon. We begin the passage between the teacher and the students. So, Hamid, ya ustadhu, O teacher, inna ladayya iqtirahan. Inna ladayya iqtirahan. Inna, indeed, surely, ladayya, I have. Inna ladayya, lada, and ya, ladayya, I have. Inna ladayya iqtirahan. Iqtirahan, iqtirahan. Iqtirahan means a suggestion. Indeed, I have a suggestion. Inna ladayya iqtirahan. So the mudarris says, intazir, hold on, wait. حتى أطلع على هذا التعميم. Wait until I check this تعميم, this notice. بعد قليل, after a short while. نعم. ما اقتراحك؟ ما اقتراحك؟ ما اقتراحك؟ What is your suggestion? I repeat. انتظر حتى أطلع. Wait until I check. على هذا التعميم, until I check this notice. بعد قليل, after a short while. نعم, ما اقتراحك, ما اقتراحك, what is your suggestion? So Hamid says, إن فصلنا هذا أصبح مزدحما جدا. That this classroom of ours is very crowded. Inna faslana hadha asbaha muzdahiman jiddan. Inna faslana, indeed, surely, this classroom, hadha, this one. Hadha is a na'at here. Asbaha has become. Asbaha means here, has become. Muzdahiman jiddan. Very crowded. Ma ra'yuka, what's your opinion? Annan taqila, that we will move. إلى الفصل الواسع, we will move to the spacious classroom. الذي في الطابق الثاني, which is on the second floor. الذي, which, في الطابق الثاني, طابق floor. في الطابق الثاني, on the second floor. فإنه خال الآن, for indeed it is empty. خال, it is empty الآن. Excellent. So what is the iqtirah? What is the suggestion of Hamid? Inna faslana hadha asbaha muzdahiman jiddan. Ma ra'yuka an nantaqila ila al-fasl al-wasi' alladhi fi al-tabiq al-thani fa innahu khalin al-ana. The teacher says, inna hadha ra'yun sadidun, that this suggestion, ra'yun sadid, sadidun, it is a good suggestion. It is a sadid suggestion. It is a good opinion. Sadid means something correct. Ra'i, opinion. Inna hadha ra'yun sadidun. Indeed, this is a good opinion. Sa'ukallimu al-mudira fihi. I will speak to the principal about it. Fihi, about it. سأكلم المدير. سأكلم المدير. I will speak to the مدير فيه about it. اقرأ الدرس يا مصطفى. مصطفى, read the lesson. So مصطفى reads بعد الاستعاذة والبسملة. So مصطفى, after استعاذة. Isti'adha is a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, seeking protection in Allah from shaitan, the rejected one. Wal basmala, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, ijtanibu, avoid, stay away from, kathiran, stay away from a lot, minal dhann, a lot of suspicion. Inna ba'da dhanni, that some suspicion, inna, indeed, ba'da dhanni, some suspicion, ithmun, it is a sin. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, and do not spy, don't spy, checking out who's up to what, etc. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ, and do not backbite. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, that some of you backbiting others, don't backbite one another. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ, would you love that some of you, أَنْ يَأْكُلَ, to eat, لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ, eat the flesh of his brother, مَيْتًا, while his brother is dead, would you like to eat the flesh of your dead brother? فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ, you will dislike it, you don't like it, you would not like to eat the flesh of your dead brother. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, so fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَحِيمٌ, Allah is most forgiving and Allah is most merciful. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, what an important verse from Surah Hujurat, subhanallah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min adhan, O you who believe, stay away, avoid a lot of bad suspicion. Inna ba'da dhanni ithm, that some of the suspicion, etc., it is a sin. Don't be so suspicious all the time. Don't be thinking bad about people. Don't be so inquisitive. What they up to? Why did she say that? What did she mean by that? Did you listen to her tone? The way she said X, Y, and Z. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Have good thoughts about the people. Have husnul dhan. Don't have su'al dhan. Have good thoughts of the people. And don't think bad about the people. Inna ba'da dhanni ithm. That some of the suspicion, it is sin. Wala tajassasu. Don't spy on people. Wala yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da. Do not backbite one another. Do you like to eat the dead flesh of your Muslim brother and sister? No, you wouldn't like to do that. You wouldn't like to eat dead flesh. And so avoid all of this. Because when you backbite people, you are technically eating the flesh, dead flesh of your Muslim brothers and sisters. Allahu musta'an. And then Allah is tawwabun. There's intensity here. Allah is most forgiving. And Allah is rahimun. On the scale of fa'ilun, Allah is most merciful. Walhamdulillah. And so the teacher then says, نَكْتَفِي بِهَذَا الدَّرْسِ, we will suffice with this lesson. رَاجِعُوا الدُّرُوسَ, revise and go back, revise the lessons. السَّابِقَ, رَاجِعُوا الدُّرُوسَ السَّابِقَ, رَاجِعُوا الدُّرُوسَ السَّابِقَ, وَاجْتَهِدُوا, and exert yourself, study hard. فَقَدْ اِقْتَرَبَ الْإِمْتِحَانَ, فَقَدْ اِقْتَرَبَ الْإِمْتِحَانَ, for indeed, for surely, the examination is close. فَقَدْ اِقْتَرَبَ الْإِمْتِحَانَ, for the test, the examination is close. إِمْتِحَان is our test, examination. And اِقْتَرَبَ, close, excellent. Again, نَكْتَفِي بِهَذَا الدَّرْسِ, راجعوا الدروس السابقة واجتهدوا, and exert yourselves, work hard. فقد اقترب الامتحان. جميل. And then مختار, so this brother, his name is مختار, the other one was مصطفى, and the other one was حامد. جميل. كنا نظنه بعيدا, we thought that it was far away. كُنَّا نَظُنُّهُ بَعِيدًا, we thought that it was far away, the examination far away. فَإِذَا هُوَ قَرِيبٌ, and then suddenly it's so close. See, the فَإِذَا of like surprise, the إِذَا فُجَائِيَّ of surprise. Again, كُنَّا نَظُنُّهُ بَعِيدًا فَإِذَا هُوَ قَرِيبٌ, كُنَّا نَظُنُّهُ بَعِيدًا فَإِذَا هُوَ قَرِيبٌ. جميل. Hamid says, مَتَى تَنْتَهِي الدِّرَاسَةُ يَا أُسْتَاذُ,
When do classes end? When do classes come to a standstill? When do we stop with the lessons? متى تنتهي الدراسة يا أستاذو? The مدرس says, أظنها تنتهي. I think that it ends. What ends? The دراسة, the studies, the normal lessons. أظنها تنتهي في منتصف هذا الشهر. In the middle of this month. أظنها تنتهي في منتصف هذا الشهر. أظنها تنتهي في منتصف هذا الشهر. جميل. مختار says, ألنا ممتحنون من خارج المعهد. ألنا is there for us. ممتحنون. ممتحنون examiners. Will there be for us examiners من خارج المعهد, from outside of the institute? Will we be getting external examiners? ألنا ممتحنون من خارج المعهد. The مدرس says نعم. سيشترك في الاختبار الشفوي. سيشترك في الاختبار الشفوي. They will participate. They will participate in the oral examinations. في الاختبار الشفوي. شفوي. Oral examinations. ممتحنون من خارج المعهد. Examiners from outside the institute. And then William says, أيحق لي أن أدخل في الامتحان. Is it rightful for me? Is it correct for me to enter into the examination? فقد التحقت متأخرا. فقد التحقت متأخرا. For I joined late. So William is asking, is it okay? Is it fine? Is it right for me to also do the exams? To also participate in the exams? Why? Because he joined late. He joined the institute late. Again, أيحق لي أن أدخل في الامتحان. See, امتحان is not a place. So we have to bring in the preposition of the fee. Whereas if it was like a masjid, we could have said دخلت المسجد, دخلت المسجد, دخلت البيت, دخلت البيت, دخلت الفصل, دخلت الفصل. But an exam, دخلت في الامتحان. Excellent. أيحق لي أن أدخل في الامتحان فقد التحقت متأخرا. For I joined. Join what? Join the institute late. نعم. من التحق قبل الامتحان بشهرين. Whoever joined before the examination by 2 months, فله حق الدخول. Then he has the right to enter and sit the exams. في الامتحان. فله حق الدخول في الامتحان. Then he has the right to enter into the exams. Again. نعم. من التحق. من التحق. Whoever joined. Whoever joined. التحق. Joined. من التحق قبل الامتحان. Whoever joined before the exams بشهرين, by 2 months, فله حق الدخول. Then he has the right to enter في الامتحان, to sit the exams basically. Hamid says, يا أستاذ سأغيب غدا. I will be absent tomorrow. وبعد غد. And after tomorrow. فإنني مسافر إلى جدة. For indeed I'm traveling to Jeddah. فأرجو السماحة. فأرجو السماحة. And so I request permission. I request that you سماحة, that you allow this matter, that you give permission. And so the مدرس says, ألا بد من هذا السفر. ألا بد من هذا السفر. That is it a must? لا بد. لا بد means must. ألا بد من هذا السفر. Is it a must, this travel? نعم. والله إني لمضطر إلى ذلك. والله إني. والله. So he says, والله, by Allah. إني, surely myself. لمضطر. I am forced. It is a must. I have to. لمضطر إلى ذلك. I am forced to do that. I am forced to travel to Jeddah. The مدرس says, لا بأس. No problem. لا بأس. بعد إذن المدير. After seeking permission of the principal. لا بأس بعد إذن المدير. لا بأس بعد إذن المدير. After the إذن, the permission of the principal. وإذا مررت بمكتبة. وإذا مررت. And if you pass by بمكتبة. بمكتبة. بمكتبة هناك. And if you pass by the bookshop over there, where in Jeddah, if you pass by the bookshop over there, فاشتري لي. then buy for me, purchase for me, نسختين, two copies, من لسان العربي, of the dictionary لسان العرب, من المكتبة, from the library, or rather from the bookshop, من المكتبة, from the bookshop, التي, which is, على مفترق, مفترق الطرق, مفترق الطرق, في حي المكتبات, في حي المكتبات. And so long sentence here, purchase for me two copies of لسان العرب من المكتبة, from the bookshop, التي, which, على مفترق, which is on the crossroads, the intersection, مفترق الطرق, which is at the مفترق, the crossroads, the intersection of the roads, في حي المكتبات, in the neighborhood, the area, in that area of the مكتبات, the area of the bookshops, والحمد لله. So the teacher is requesting, please buy me two copies of this book there, when you are in Jeddah, inshallah, والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, that covers our dialogue, the dialogue between the teacher, the ustad, then we had Mukhtar, we had William, we had Hamid, we had Mustafa, mashallah, tabarakallah. With that, بإذن الله تعالى, we move on to the exercises, تمارين, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية, answer the following questions. مقتراح حامد, مقتراح حامد, what was Hamid's suggestion? جواب, اقترح, he suggested, اقترح أن ينتقل, اقترح أن ينتقل الطلاب إلى الفصل الذي في الطابق الثاني. He suggested that the students move to the classroom on the second floor. اقترح أن ينتقل الطلاب, أن ينتقل الطلاب, that the students move إلى الفصل الذي, to the classroom which, في الطابق الثاني, which is on the second floor. Again, اقترح أن ينتقل الطلاب إلى الفصل الذي في الطابق الثاني. ما شاء الله. Number two, نهى الله تعالى, Allah has prohibited, في الآية الكريمة, in the noble verse, الواردة, which was mentioned, الواردة, which was mentioned, في الدرس, in the lesson, عن ثلاثة أمور. In the lesson, the verse was mentioned, and there are three things which are prohibited in that verse. عن ثلاثة أمور, three matters. ما هي, what are they? جواب, number one, هي الظن, هي الظن, suspicion, والغيبة, and backbiting, والتجسس, and spying. So these are the three. هي الظن, والغيبة, والتجسس, هي الظن, والغيبة, والتجسس. May Allah save us from all three. May Allah save us from falling into all three, and may Allah save us from being the victims of any of these three. Allahumma musta'an. Number three, يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, وبماذا شبه الله تعالى الغيبة, and with what did Allah compare غيبة, with what did Allah compare the matter of backbiting? شبه الله تعالى الغيبة بأكل لحم الأخي الميت, بأكل, by eating, لحم الأخي, biting, eating the flesh of the brother, الميت, eating the flesh of the dead brother. Allahu musta'an. شبه الله تعالى الغيبة بأكل, by eating, لحم الأخ الميت, لحم الأخ الميت, لحم الأخ الميت. Allahu musta'an. Allah compared this to eating the flesh of your dead brother. Allahu musta'an. Allahu musta'an. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, من أبواب الفعل الثلاثي المزيد باب افتعل. زيدت فيه همزة, so there's the extra همزة brought in here, قبل الفاء, before the فاء, وتاء بعدها, and then the تاء. جيد, examples, ارتفع, ارتفع, اشترى, اشترى, انتظر, انتظر, ارتفع, he lifted, اشترى, he bought, انتظر, he waited. استخرج من الدرس الأفعال الواردة فيه من باب افتعل. From the passage, pull out the verbs which are on the scale and then set it out like the past tense, the madi, the mudari', present tense, the amr, the order, the ism fa'il, the dua, and then the masdar, insha'Allah. So let's see, they give us one example. Intazara, yantaziru, he is waiting, yantaziru, intazir, wait brother, intazir ya akhi, intazir shwaya ya akhi, wait a little while, my brother. Muntazirun, the person who's waiting is called the muntazirun, and waiting is intizarun, masdar intizarun, jameel. And so if we have to look at the passage, we find, for example, the word ishtaraka, he participated, ishtaraka. Yashtariku. Ishtarik, you are ordering somebody to participate. Ishtarik ya akhi, join my brother. Ishtarik, participate. And then the person who is a participant, we call him a mushtarikun. We have two mushtarikuns. We have five mushtarikuns, 20 mushtarikuns, etc. Right? Mushtarik is the participant. And the master, ishtirakun, jameel. What else do we have in the passage? We find there's imtahana, he examined. So the mudari is yamtahinu. As for the amr, you are ordering imtahin. The ism fa'il, mumtahinun. The person who is doing the examining is called the mumtahinun, and the exam imtihanun is the masdar. Another one we find there is ijtama'a, and then there's yajtami'u, the mudari', ijtami', come together, ijtami', and the ism fa'il mujtami'un, and then lastly the masdar is ijtima'un. Ijtima'un means a gathering. Ijtima'un is a gathering. Then we have iltaqa means he met. Iltaqa, he met. So iltaqa, then yaltaqi, he is meeting. Iltaqi, you're ordering somebody to meet. And then the ism fa'il is multaqin. The person who is the ism fa'il, multaqin. And as for the masdar, iltiqa'un. Jameel, bit of a tongue twister. Iltiqa'un. Lastly, in the passage, we also find ikhtara, he chose, he selected. Yakhtaru, and then the amr, ikhtar, choose. The ism fa'il is mukhtarun. The brother, his name was mukhtarun. And then choosing, ikhtiyarun. It's your ikhtiyar, brother. It's your choosing. Ikhtiyarun. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. We move on to exercise number 4, insha'Allah. Ta'ammal al-mithal. Thumma nqul al-af'al al-atiya ila bab ifta'ala. So they give us the example. Zahama. And then we want to change it to the bab of ifta'ala. So we take zahama and we put it onto the scale of ifta'ala. So zahama becomes izdahama. Zahama izdahama. Zahama izdahama. Idha kanat fa ifta'ala dalan aw zalan aw zayan ubdilat ta'uhu dalan. So what they're saying is that when we turn and convert zahama to the scale of ifta'ala, then its ta will turn into a dal. Zahama becomes izdahama, not iztahama. No. Rather, that ta will turn into a dal. So it becomes izdahama. is dahama. Let's look at the examples. They give us zana. Zana means to decorate, to beautify something. So zana will become is dana. Is dana, changing zana to the scale of ifta'ala. Zana becomes is dana. Is dana. Is dana. Then we have dhakara. Dhakara. Iddakara. 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 We have da'a. Da'a. Idda'a. 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 So again, zana is dana. Dhakara. Iddakara. Da'a. Idda'a. Zana, to beautify, to decorate. Dhakara, he remembered. Da'a, he called. Jayid, Jamil. Then they state in exercise number 5, we have the same story. They want us to change sofa. So sofa becomes istofa. The guy's name was Mustafa. So sofa becomes istofa. 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 We are putting sofa on the scale of ifta'ala. Sofa, istofa. Istofa. We have daraba, he hit. Sofa means to purify something. We have daraba, daraba. Then we would have iltaraba, 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 iltaraba. What's iltaraba? This is like when something is like confused or disturbed. Daraba, he hit. And iltaraba, iltaraba, the matter became confused and became disturbed. Zalama, zalama, zalama becomes il-zalama, il-zalama, il-zalama. Zalama becomes il-zalama. Il-zalama means like somebody who was oppressed, somebody who put up with this oppression. Tala'a, he rose, something rose. Tala'a, tala'a al-badru alayna, that the full moon has risen upon us. And on the scale of ifta'ala, it becomes il-tala'a, 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 like he perused something, he went over something, he got to know this matter. Jamil, excellent. Exercise number 6, similar matter. Now they want us to change onto the scale of ifta'ala the following verbs. Waqa, 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 waqa means like to protect something, to preserve, to guard. Waqa, ittaqa, ittaqa, ifta'ala, ittaqa, waqa, ittaqa. Wasala, ittasala, wasala, ittasala. Wahada, ittahada, wahada, ittahada. Wafiqa, ittafaqa, wafiqa, ittafaqa. Jamil. So waqa means to guard, to protect. Wasala, he arrived. Wahada, to join something. And then ittahada, to put things together. Wafiqa, wafiqa, and ittafaqa, to agree upon something. There's consensus on the matter. There's ittifaq of the ulama on this matter. Jamil, excellent. Exercise number 7. Udhkur asl mimma ya'ti, thumma bayyin babahu. Intazara, its asl is nazara. Intazara, its asl, its origin is nazara. Nazara, he looked. And it is min bab ifta'ala. It's from the bab ifta'ala. And we have added to it the hamza and the ta. Jamil. So intazara, its asl is nazara. And we took nazara and we changed it to the scale of ifta'ala. And that's how we got intazara. So they want us to do the same for the rest of the verbs. Inkasara. 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 What's its asl? Its asl is kasara. Kasara. What bab is this? Infa'ala. 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 Inkasara. Infa'ala. Inkasara. Infa'ala. Next one. Infataha. Kasara means he broke. Infataha. Infataha. Its asl is from fataha. And then zidat on the scale of infa'ala. So we got infataha. Infataha. Fataha. We got infataha. Jamil. Then the next one we have intaqala, 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 to move, to migrate. Intaqala, its origin is naqala, to move, naqala. and it's on the scale of ifta'ala, ifta'ala, ifta'ala. So again, naqala, intaqala, naqala, intaqala. Jameel. The next one, intashara, intashara means to spread, intashara, nashara. So its asl is nashara, intashara's asl is nashara. And scale, ifta'ala, intashara, ifta'ala, intashara. Excellent. The next one, inqata'a, inqata'a. Its asl is qata'a, qata'a means to cut up, to tear up, qata'a. On the scale, infa'ala, infa'ala, inqata'a, inqata'a, infa'ala, infa'ala. And the last one, intasara, intasara, its asl is nasara, nasara, nasara. On the scale of ifta'ala, its verb, ifta'ala, 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 intasara, ifta'ala, intasara, ifta'ala, intasara. Excellent, walhamdulillah. Then they state in exercise number 8, min ma'ani bab ifta'ala. From the meaning of this entire bab, this bab of ifta'ala is mutawa'a. Mutawa'a means like this, giving the passive meaning. Example, rafa'tu sawta, rafa'tu as-sawta, rafa'tu sawta, I lifted the sound, I lifted the voice, or I lifted the sound. Rafa'tu, clearly I am the one doing this action. Rafa'tu as-sawta, rafa'tu as-sawta. And then the scale or the bab of ifta'ala would be, we take rafa'a and we turn it to fartafa'a, fartafa'a, it was raised. Fartafa'a, it was raised. We're not mentioning the doer. We're not mentioning its passive. We're not mentioning the doer. Rafa'tu sawta, I lifted the voice. I lifted the sound. I raised the sound. Whereas, fartafa'a, it was raised. Fartafa'a, it was raised. We hope you understand this. Fartafa'a, it was raised. The sound was raised. Who raised it? We don't know. So it's very similar to the mabni lil majhool. Jameel. Let's see. Rafa'tu sawta. Rafa'tu sawta, rafa'tu sawta. I lifted the voice, I lifted the sound. Irtafa'a sawtu, irtafa'a sawtu. The voice was raised. Irtafa'a sawtu, the voice was raised. Irtafa'a sawtu, jameel. Mala'tu al-kuba, I filled the cup. Mala'tu al-kuba, mala'tu al-kuba, mala'tu al-kuba. I filled the cup. Imtala al-kubu, the cup got filled. The cup was filled. Understand this. The cup was filled. This is the passive voice. So the scale of ifta'ala gives us this mutawa'a, gives us this passive type of voice. Imtala al-kubu, imtala al-kubu, imtala al-kubu. The cup was filled. Jameel. Jama'tu al-tullaba, I gathered the students. Jama'tu al-tullaba, tullaba is our maf'ul bihi. Jama'tu al-tullaba, jama'tu al-tullaba. But if we move on to the scale of ifta'ala, it becomes ijtama'a al-tullabu, the students gathered. The students gathered. Who gathered them? Why they gathered? Not mentioned. Ijtama'a al-tullabu, ijtama'a al-tullabu, ijtama'a al-tullabu. Excellent, mashallah. We hope you've understood the bab of ifta'ala, how it gives us this passive voice where the doer is not explicitly mentioned. Walhamdulillah. Exercise number 9. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لباب افتعل وعين فيها الماضي والمضارع والأمر والمشتقات its derivatives المختلفة its different derivatives inshallah. So they give us how many sentences? They give us 11 sentences inshallah. Let's go through them بإذن الله تعالى. Number 1, in the Noble Quran, in the Revelation, في التنزيل, تنزيل in the Revelation. يوم نقول لجهنم, يوم نقول لجهنم, on the day when we say to جهنم, هل امتلأتي, are you full, are you completely full, هل امتلأتي, وتقول هل من مزيد, and then جهنم will respond and جهنم will say, هل من مزيد, is there more, is there going to be any more, Subhanallah, Allahu musta'an. Imagine Jahannam stating that, you know, I've got more space. I've got more space. Are there any more people to enter into Jahannam? Allahu musta'an, Allah save us. يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلِمْ تَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. So here we find that imtala'a. So halim tala'ti, imtala'ti, imtala'ti. This is past tense here. This is the past tense here. And so that is on the scale of ifta'ala. Imtala'ti, halim tala'ti, hal imtala'ti. Imtala'ti, is it full? Is it full? The next one, قال الله تعالى وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. وَاسْطَبِرْ, وَاسْطَبِرْ is our answer here. It's a fi'l amr, it's an order. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ, and order your family. بِالصَّلَاةِ, with the prayer. وَاسْطَبِرْ, and you make sabr. وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, and you have sabr upon this prayer, that you order your family to perform salah, and you also perform the salah and have sabr. Have sabr with this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Upon the prayer, you have sabr upon this prayer. Number three. أَسْتَمِعُ إِلَىٰ تِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ مِنَ الْإِذَاعَةِ كُلَّ صَبَاحٍ. أَسْتَمِعُ is on the scale of إِفْتَعَلَ, إِفْتَعَلَ. أَسْتَمِعُ إِلَىٰ تِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ. I listen to the noble Qur'an. مِنَ الْإِذَاعَةِ, from the radio. كُلَّ صَبَاحٍ, every morning. So أَسْتَمِعُ is فِعْل مُضَارِع. فِعْل مُضَارِع is a present tense verb. يَقُولُ الْمُذِيعُ, that the host, the person in the radio, the person on the radio station, etc. يَقُولُ الْمُذِيعُ أَيُّهَا الْمُسْتَمِعُونَ الْكِرَامِ. أَيُّهَا الْمُسْتَمِعُونَ الْكِرَامِ. Oh, our noble listeners. Oh, our beloved listeners. إِلَيْكُمْ نَشْرَةَ الْأَخْبَارِ. إِلَيْكُمْ نَشْرَةَ الْأَخْبَارِ. That take, here you go. For you is the headlines. نَشْرَةَ الْأَخْبَارِ. نَشْرَةَ الْأَخْبَارِ, the news. أَخْبَار, the headlines, the headline news. So أَيُّهَا الْمُسْتَمِعُونَ. مُسْتَمِعُونَ, مُسْتَمِعُونَ, from our scale of إِفْتَعَلَ. And so مُسْتَمِعُونَ is our ism fa'il. Ism fa'il in its plural form here. مُسْتَمِعُونَ, مُسْتَمِعُونَ, مُسْتَمِعُونَ is our ism fa'il. Jameel. The next one. دعوت الله في الملتزم. دعوت الله في الملتزم. I made dua to Allah in the ملتزم. ملتزم. ملتزم is اسم مكان. ملتزم. This is the place between the black stone and the door of the Kaaba. Place of where you go and you make dua. جيد. Place of embracing. Place of embracing. يوم اعتمرت. دعوت الله في الملتزم يوم اعتمرت. The day that I performed Umrah. Number six. ابتسم لا تكن عابسا. You're ordering somebody. فعل أمر. ابتسم لا تكن عابسا. لا تكن عابسا. Don't frown. Don't be somebody who's frowning. ابتسم, smile. لا تكن عابسا. Don't be the person frowning. اتصلت بأبي هاتفيا. اتصلت, I called. I made a phone call. بأبي هاتفيا. I made a call to my father telephonically. So اتصلت, اتصلت, فعل ماضي. This is past tense. اتصلت, I phoned my father telephonically. وأخبرته, وأخبرته بموعد سفري. And I informed him of the date, the time of my travel. وأخبرته بموعد سفري. وأخبرته بموعد سفري. And I informed him of the date of my travel. Number eight. ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا. And whoever fears Allah, that Allah will make a way out for him. مخرجا. ويرزقه, and will grant him risk, provision. من حيث لا يحتسب. From places, from angles, from directions that he never ever thought possible. Subhanallah. From places you never expected. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will make a way out for those who have taqwa and grant them provision from avenues they never expected. So here, يَتَّقِ, يَتَّقِ, this is يتقي is our فعل مضارع. يتقي is our فعل مضارع. ومن يتقي الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. يحتسب, يحتسب is also one of those فعل مضارع. So يتقي and يحتسب. يتقي and يحتسب فعلان مضارعان. فعلان مضارعان إن شاء الله. جميل. And the next one, يتجه المسلمون في صلواتهم إلى الكعبة المشرفة. That the Muslims, they turn in the direction towards the Kaaba in their prayers. يتجه, يتجه المسلمون في صلواتهم إلى الكعبة المشرفة. So يتجه is فعل مضارع. فعل مضارع. Number 10, من ادعى ما ليس له فليس منا. Whoever claims that which is not his to be his, then he is not of us. He's a liar. من ادعى. So ادعى, ادعى فعل ماضي. ادعى فعل ماضي. So this is hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam reported by Imam Muslim. Whoever claims that which is not his is not from us. And lastly, قال الله تعالى في سورة الفرقان يوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتا ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا. الله مستعان. What sad words, what sad words. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. The first one, yawma ya'addu, yawma ya'addu al-zalimu ala yadayhi yaqulu ya laytani ittakhadhtu. Ittakhadhtu, ittakhadhtu is our answer. So ittakhadhtu ma'a rasuli sabila, and then ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh, lam attakhidh, lam attakhidh. So the first one, ittakhadhtu is fi'l madi, and then attakhidh, أتخذ is our فعل مضارع. فعل مضارع. جيد. لم أتخذ. So we got two here. اتخذت is our فعل ماضي. And we got لم أتخذ. لم أتخذ is our فعل مضارع إن شاء الله. As for the meaning of this verse, subhanAllah, on the day when the oppressor will bite his hand, يوم يعض الظالم على يديه, he will bite upon his hand. يقول, he will say, يا ليتني, woe to me, woe to me, destruction upon me. اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا. That why didn't I take a path with the messenger, to the messenger. يا ويلتا, woe to me, woe to me, sadness upon me, disgrace to me, shame upon me. ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا. If only but, regret, words of regret. If only but I didn't take so and so as a خليل, so and so as a close bosom friend. I shouldn't have taken that person as a bosom friend. Why? Because they took me far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were smoking and I smoked with them. They lied and I lied with them. They committed zina and I committed zina with them. They stole and I stole with them. So woe to me that I took these people as friends and I didn't take a path to the messenger, didn't follow the path of the messenger. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, unfortunately we have to end off the majlis here. Why? Because it seems that time is almost up. Allahu musta'an. Although we haven't finished the lesson, we will complete lesson number 23 in our next majlis inshallah. This is a long lesson, lesson number 23. But before we end off, a prophetic maxim, insha'Allah, our Rasul, your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, مَنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْ يُعِفَّهُ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ يَسْتَغْنِي يُغْنِهِ اللَّهُ. That the person who has the sense of iffa, he's not interested with regards to what people have in their hands. He's not greedy and looking what Joan has and what Salma has and Sumayya have, etc. His eyes are not big looking at people, etc. Rather, this person has contentment. Man yasta'afif yu'iffahu Allah. The person who he has this iffa, he protects himself, stays away from the haram matters, stays away from those matters that he doesn't need, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him contentment. وَمَنْ يَسْتَغْنِي يُغْنِهِ اللَّهِ. And he's content, then Allah will make him content. Walhamdulillah. He'll be content with what Allah has given him. MashaAllah. He doesn't have ta'alluq. His heart is not attached to what people have in their hands, etc. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa al-tuqa. I ask you for guidance and taqwa. Wal-afafa wal-ghina. And this afaf, afaf, this iffa, that I am happy with what I have. I am content with what I have. I stick to the halal and I don't dabble in the haram. I have content resentment in my heart, mashallah. Jameel. We find that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, the one who goes and begs, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, rather it would be better for this person that he goes out and he chops wood and he puts it on his back, he ties it up, puts it on his back, and then he comes and he sells it to people. He cut wood and he sells this firewood to the people. This is better for him than him asking from people. Asking from people, maybe they give him, maybe they don't give him. He looks after his honor and his dignity. And so he has this contentment. He has this iffa. He looks after his respect and his honor and his dignity, subhanAllah. Right? We know that in the famous hadith, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that these three individuals, they had sought protection. Maybe it was raining, maybe there was a storm. And they went into this cave. And then suddenly the cave, the wall of the cave, the entry of the cave was closed because all of these rocks and stones fell upon it and they were shut inside. And so each of them, they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of them, he made dua. He says, Wallah, I had this cousin and I loved her and I wanted her and I wanted to commit zina with her. And one day she came asking me for some money and I lent her the money. But I said to her that, you know what I want. And so give me what I want and I will lend you what you want. And so she was in a desperate situation. And so she granted me access. And I was about to enter upon her. I was about to break her virginity, Allahumma musta'an. And then she said, don't break the seal except in a legal way. And so I looked at her. And I was overcome with shame. And I said to her, go. Take the money, take whatever. And please forgive me and leave the matter. And so, oh Allah, I only did that out of your fear. Nobody was watching. There was nobody around. I could have done whatever I wanted. She was like, basically, in my hands. And I could have done whatever I wanted. But because I feared you, oh Allah, I protected her chastity and I protected my chastity. And alhamdulillah, soon after the opening of the cave, there was an opening and they exited, mashallah. So this individual, he made tawassul. He used his good deeds in seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in trying to get his dua answered, and making tawassul using your good deeds. This is something which everyone agrees upon. This is totally permissible. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us contentment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to suffice us with the halal and keep us away from the haram. Allahumma kfina bi halalika an haramik wa aghnina bi fadlika amman siwak. Oh Allah, suffice me with the halal, keep me away from the haram, and grant us contentment. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. O Allah, make this knowledge a proof for us and not a proof against us. Allahumma musta'an. Until we meet again, barakallahu feekum, hayyakumullah. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.